Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tanika. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Your name, you said what?
Tamika.
Tamika?
Tamika, okay. With a T.
Okay, Mita. With that. Anyway, I got a charge from consumers or whatever you call it, from your place that I did not approve, so I need to take care of this immediately.
Okay. Can I start out by getting your zip code?
My zip code?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's 33873.
You said 33873?
Yes, ma'am.
What is your first and last name?
My first name is Juan. My last name is Garcia.
And for security purposes, may you please verify the address for me, please?
For what?
I did pull an account up for you. In order for me to access this account, you will have to verify your address.
My address, okay. 267 Jordan Loop, Wachula, Florida, 33873.
Okay, so I see back on March the 7th where you got the tactical bag and you paid the shipping and handling charge of $7.95.
That one is done correct. I did receive that little bag. I thought it was something bigger than that, but anyway, I approved that one. But the other one with the $67.37 is the one I'm out here.
Okay, so sure, that bag was a welcoming gift for joining our Factory Direct Savings Club. Every month you are charged.
No. I'm not paying for that. It never said nothing for that. No, sir. No, ma'am. I want that thing refunded immediately. No. No. Oh, heck no. They never asked me for that. No.
Okay, so we did let you know you was going to be billed. They did let you know you was going to be billed 48 hours after placing that order.
Okay, ma'am, I'm going to tell you something. You refund the money right now, or I'm going to have to tell them to make a fraudulent charge because I did not sign up for something like that. What in the world I want to charge use you for? You only asked me for $7.95 to chip the piece of junk that I got. There was no work complete. That's all. I thought they exploded the picture showing like it was a standard backpack, okay? And I'm willing to pay for that. That's it, okay? I'm not paying for the $67, man. No. I'm not paying for something that just wanna is squeezing there. No, ma'am. Mm-mm. And no, was no near nowhere. No. No. I won't. Y'all better work on giving me that money back or cancel that thing, whatever. Mm-mm.
Okay, well, sir, I have already canceled this account for you, and what I can do for you is give you a 50% refund on that amount of $67.32.
Yes, I want 100% back.
I can give you 50%.
No, ma'am, I said 100%, period. Okay? 100%. I don't want any less. Because that is a fraudulent charge, ma'am. However you want to call it. It's a fraudulent charge. I don't get no benefits from that. What are you doing just because you cheap? You already charged me $7.95 for shipping the little bag. And now you want a $67 more for the same reason? Man, what in the world you think I am? No, 100% refund. If you don't want to work with me, I'll go the different direction, man. I will charge whatever I can for this. So you better refund my money, 100%. Do you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What do you want to? You want to refund the 67, cancel whatever you had in there, okay?
I mean, I have already canceled the account, but are you stating that it's fraud? Because if you're going to say it's fraud, sir, you're stating that you didn't place this order.
I did not place no order, ma'am. I did not place that order. I only authorized a $7.95.
Okay.
I did not authorize any more, and you're going to refund 100%. I want a $67.32 back. Did I explain myself? Ma'am?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You need to cancel or send the money back or however you did, because I know my team over here said it's still in pending status. But if you don't guarantee me 100% and you don't give me a reference number right now, I'm calling back the credit card right now and make sure that they follow up a fraudulent charges against you.
You say your credit card company?
Ma'am?
Okay, sir. If you're stating that this is fraud, that means I will have to transfer you over to the fraud department.
Ma'am?
Yes, sir.
They're going to refund the $67.32 yes or no?
I'm going to give you a 50% refund on that amount.
I'm telling you, I want 100%. 100%. $67.32. I do not take no less than that. I will not take less than that. You need to put 100%. You can talk to every supervisor that you got, or you can let me talk to everyone, but we are not whole for 20, 30 minutes. No. I want them now right there on the phone. It's right there on your back, so you better get him. So I'm not playing. I get so mad and upset when abuses like this company doing. Heck no. I need the money back.
Okay, well, sir, we all follow the same protocol, and I'm more than capable of handling this call. Sir, I will give you 50% on that amount.
I'm not accepting 50%, ma'am. I want 100%.
When you got that product, sir, it did let you know you was going to be billed 48 hours after placing that order.
No, ma'am, I did not.
And you accepted the terms and conditions.
Oh, so you have a terms and condition that it's going to be there and hiding somewhere and all the paperwork that you're talking about? No, ma'am.
Yes, sir. When you accepted the terms and conditions,
no.
I did tell you that.
Well, okay. So you say, let me talk to your supervisor or your superior, whatever you want to call it.
Okay, sir. Oh, for me. Okay, so you just stay on the line. Someone is going to pick up the line.
let me borrow your phone, please. They charge me money that I ain't supposed to charge me, so I'm arguing with them.
Okay.
Huh? Yeah. Oh, go ahead. And the thing is,